This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors. Live from Salem, State Representative Virgil Osborne getting an update on what's happening during this legislative session. Virgil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. Thanks for having me on. Hope you're doing well.
Well, a lot going on in Salem, and I would suppose it would be an understatement to say for Republicans, last week was kind of a tough week.
You know, it really was a tough week, Kyle, and there is a lot of tension in the air up here right now. And as you know, the Senate right now has left the building, and there's other things going on. But yeah, we had some really tough bills. And, you know, these bills that went through the House are not bills that the majority of Oregonians would support the way they're written. So we're working strategically right now trying to figure out how to keep these bills from getting all the way through the process and turning into law.
And in the midst of all of this, are other things, or the less controversial bills, are things still getting through, or are we kind of clogged up right now?
You know, the House is still running fairly smoothly. We're passing bills that are, you know, basically most of them are non-consequential. A lot of them are just technical fixes to laws that already are on the books and that type of stuff. But, yeah, business is still being conducted on the House side. The real problem is the Republicans on both the House and the Senate have basically shut down our entire agenda. So anything Republican-related has been, you know, either killed in committee or they're not making it to the floor, or they're making it to the floor and they're voting it down. So we're really struggling here because, you know, even though, you know, I mean, there's people that, you know, are Democrats and Republicans, but the fact of the matter is there are a lot of Republican-based bills and incentives that are just not getting heard right now because the Democrats have an agenda, and the agenda seems to trump any concern about the Oregonians' future. They're more concerned about their agenda than they are individual people.
So where do you see this going in the next few days?
You know, I wish I had a crystal ball. I really don't know. You know, of course, House Bill 2002 and 2005, the gun bill and the abortion bill, both have went through the House at this point, but they're stalled. One of the things that we did bring up was the flesh readability test, which I know Representative Goodwin had already spoken about. But, you know, the flesh readability test, what it says is that these laws have to be written so that an eighth grade level educated person can read these laws. And if you take a look at 2002, or for that matter, 2005, you just about have to be a Harvard law graduate to understand what these bills say. Yet the Democrats are going to push these bills through to the point where people are going to have to, they're going to live with these bills that are, in my opinion, total mistakes. So I just don't know. You know, this is my first year, so I'm not sure where we're headed at this point. We're headed for a lot of tension right now.
The idea of bills being written to where they can be read with an eighth grade graduation, though, while it apparently has been in statute for quite a while, it sounds like it was just recently rediscovered.
Yeah, it has been actually law for a long time. I don't know how far back it goes, but yeah, it's just something that we brought up to try to slow down the process, really. I mean, it's a strategic move, and I mean, you know, we could call it what it is, but that is what it is. The fact is, when the bills hit third readings is when we vote on them. And so some of the bills, like 2002 and 2005, we brought up the law, but by the time we brought it up, they were already into their third reading. So when they went from the House over to the Senate side, those bills were in their first reading, and that's how politics works. A bill has to be read three times before it's voted on. And so they were able to bring that up in the Senate on first reading. So the Senate president's job, if he was doing his job, would be to stop the process and go back and investigate the claim. But that's not what they've done over there. In fact, quite opposite. What they've done now is revoked, taken back excused absences that senators already had put on the books as much as weeks ago. In some of those cases, some of the senators have worship service on the weekends, and he's revoked their excused absences as well. So they're just forcing an agenda. And it's really sad to see for the Oregon people in Oregon. It's really sad to see this agenda being pushed on everybody.
And in a recent election, a law was passed regarding those walkouts. And I know there's a kind of a move to challenge that, but I'm curious about that, given the fact that that law was passed by Oregon voters overwhelmingly.
Yeah, I don't know how that's going to work. Of course, I'm not an attorney, but the rule says if you are gone 10 days without an excused absence, then you are not eligible to run in the next election. Well, as soon as our senators walked out, the president started having session every day. So 7 straight days in a row, he's had session, which means many of them are working, you know, on their 7th or 8th missing day. In my opinion, and again, this is my opinion, it should be up to the people in the district. If the people in the district want to elect a person and the person's eligible for election, you know, based on their background and their, you know, party, that type of thing, then they should be able to be elected. I do not believe that they should be disqualified because the state decided that they were disqualified. So it's going to get challenged in court, and I think that day is coming a lot sooner than what we thought it would.
Now, we're really just 2 or 3 days away from this kind of hitting as some of the lawmakers pass that 10th day.
Yeah, we're getting really close. We're also coming up on another deadline, and that is the 19th is the deadline for bills coming out of the Senate that getting out of committee. So what happens is if your bill hasn't been read or hasn't been heard by that day, then everything kind of dies. So there is a real battle brewing up here, and, you know, business needs to happen, but business isn't going to happen as long as we're not hearing all of Oregonians, and we're not. We're listening to about 20% of Oregonians, and we're just thumbing our nose at the other 80% right now, and it's really sad to see, to be honest with you.
What about the budget process right now? Where do things stand in terms of funding education, funding other areas of state government?
Well, we are supposed to get our final budget numbers on the 14th, and that will give us an idea where we're at. And then, of course, that all has to go through the same process. So, you know, keep that in mind, that just because the budget is pushed out doesn't mean it's ready to roll. It has to go through the House and the Senate as well. I haven't heard much other than the governor is saying that we don't have a lot of money. So, sadly, I think you're going to see some of our capital expenditure projects not get funded this term. I'm not happy about that, but I think you'll see a bias to more projects that are homeless-related, Democrat-pushed. That's what I think you'll see in bias.
Where does that put the funding for the Roseburg VA project regarding the veterans' home?
So that is our number one project we're pushing for Douglas County, and I think so far it's still on the it's still on the radar. I don't know. We'll know a lot more here coming up by end of next week, but I'm optimistic that will continue through. That should be high on the agenda for the governor as well, and we're keeping a lot of pressure up on her to do that. So I'm optimistic on that, Kyle.
So give us an idea of what your next day or two is like schedule-wise. What kinds of things are going on?
Well, we're still doing committees right now. So, for instance, today I have meetings, of course, in this meeting with you. I'll have meetings all afternoon, and then we'll have floor session today. So we'll have our caucus meeting here at 10 o'clock, and then we'll go into floor session till afternoon. And then I'll have my climate, energy, and environment economic development and small business committee. We are still meeting because we still are hearing Senate bills right now in committees. So we'll do that. We'll do some work sessions there. And then tomorrow I'm actually going to be off into Portland to do a speech for a group of Republican ladies up there in Portland. I'm looking forward to that. And then back to the grind the next day, and we just keep on doing the same thing. So meetings every other 15 minutes are still happening. We meet with, people that are interested in discussing bills and lobbyists, that type of thing. So we'll still keep doing that. Until sessions, until committees end.
All right. We're out of time for now. A lot going on. We'll check it again soon. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.